about the, you know, just to keep a baby's diapers together, you use
a lot of safety pins. Of course, now they don't use them that way.
Yeah, just
they
kind of stick.
Of course, it's been a long time since I diapered a baby.
Yeah.
Goes back when my son was, which I didn't do, but my son, we used safety pins.
I meant to ask you, how old is your son now?
He was born in 1933. Been in school all his life.
He's about 44 now.
44. Mm-hmm. 40, he'll be 44 in October.
And he's in medieval studies.
Medieval studies on him. He's doing a translation of Pander from Latin to German, I think. And he's having it published. Last time I heard from him, well, in fact, my wife had a birthday in May, and so phone rang. Hadn't heard from Bruce in quite a while. Phone rang, and so he said, my wife's got a brother named Bruce. And I picked the phone up and said, this is Bruce. And I said, Bruce? I thought it was, and it did sound like her brother. He says, I'm your son, Bruce. Of course, I didn't think about him calling from Berlin.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He can dial direct here, but we can't dial him direct.
Oh.
So he called and wished his mother happy birthday. And
yeah.
So this is your son, Bruce.
You say he teaches at the University of Berlin?
He's in the Free University of West Berlin. He's the director of medieval studies. He's been there about 7 years.
Did he ever go to any universities in the States?
Yeah, he took his master's in the University of Arkansas. He went to Riverside down in Gainesville, Georgia. He went to Princeton, and he was too young. He passed the tests and all that, and they told him he'd better go to some other school and catch up because he's too young. So then the second year, he went to Princeton. Then he came to Arkansas. Then he went to the University of Edinburgh. Then he was in the Toronto University, and then he changed his major and was in the theological school up there, Catholic institution. And then he went to someplace in France, I don't know where it was now, and then he entered Oxford, and he got his degree from Balliol at Oxford.
Quite a
I've been in through more universities than anybody in the country, not having an education. we used to go over the country, and every state we went into, we investigated the universities.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in front door and out.
Did you, of all the ones you've been in, did one impress you any more than another?
Well, I was particularly impressed with Princeton. The layout and the community and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now we live just outside of Oxford two different times. Of course, I visited a lot of those different colleges there and cathedrals and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cambridge. But, of course, naturally, Oxford is impressive, regardless of whether you have somebody attend school or not. And I think that the education over there is a little superior to what we've got now here in our country.
What is the dress of the students? Is that, do they dress in ordinary street clothes, or is it?
Oh, yeah, it's not.